Do you like to win? I like to win. This is Sandy B, and I'm the host of the 90 Day Win Podcast. And I encourage you to get your wins with us on the 90 Day Win Podcast, where we talk with goal getters, people who are determined to achieve their goals no matter the obstacles faced. So if you are ready to get your wins, check us out. 90daywins.com is the website. You can find the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Come on with us on this journey of wins. 90 Day Win Podcast. This is Sandy B. Let's get it. Hey, go-getters. Happy season six. We are finally at season six of the 90 Day Wins Podcast. This is your host, Sandy B. And I am so happy to be back with you. 2023. This Q1 has gone so quickly. I hope you have been intentional about achieving your goals, about thinking about the things you want to achieve this new year, and then getting to work on it, working with the people that will help you. I have to share with you what I've been up to. This Q1 has been extremely busy, but so fulfilling. When we reflect on Q1, there are some lessons we've learned, and these lessons can help us move forward. So that's what we're talking about today. Lessons on Q1 and what we need to do to make sure we can move forward in a positive way to achieve our goals. When we think about this year, we always start with vision, right? In order to achieve your goals, I think it's important as a goal getter to have a vision. Create a vision of your life, a vision of what you require, what you desire to accomplish in this year. So when I think of my vision for this year, I have some specific things I want to do. And for this year's vision board, I decided to include words that will help me remember the actions I need to take, because so many times we get caught up in overthinking and don't take action. So for me, it was important to include on my vision board this year the actions I will take. So these actions include traveling, they include podcasting, of course, they include writing, they include networking and working with people to achieve these goals that I desire for myself. So when I think of Q1, the things that I have been able to accomplish this year, they are directly tied with those actions that I wanted to achieve this year. Let's start with January. January seemed like it went by so quickly. One of the activities I wanted to do was go to PodFest. So this PodFest was held in Orlando, and this was my first time attending PodFest. I did not know what to expect. I read a couple things. I met some people who had went, but I was determined that I was going to be very intentional about my goals at this expo, the people I wanted to meet, the sessions I wanted to attend. So prior to even getting to PodFest Expo in Orlando, my schedule was set up. I allowed for opportunities to make changes based on what I desired and if those change when I got there. But I was very confident in the fact that I was going to learn things that was going to help me, that were going to help me grow this podcast. And let me tell you, I was not disappointed. From the people that I met that poured into me, it seemed at every session I was meeting someone too. And there is a energy of family working together at PodFest. So if you've ever been to PodFest, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it is something that I don't think I can articulate as well as you experiencing for yourself. So any podcasters out there, if you are looking for an event where you can learn and really work with people that do what you do, PodFest Expo is a place you get to do that. At PodFest, I was able to talk about this podcast and why it's so important to me and share the 90 Day Win story. I am so proud to be able to do that amongst people who are and have been where I've been as a new podcaster this year. Actually, in a couple of days, we will be celebrating 3 years of this podcast. When you think about what you desire to accomplish and who are the people that are going to help you do it, it will require for you to physically go different places to meet people. So that's what PodFest was for me. And I am so glad I went. I had such an amazing time. You'll see some of the clips of some of the activities that I was able to take a part of and share. They have a beautiful session at the end of PodFest where you can share what you're grateful for. And I can tell you, I'm grateful for the organizers of this event. I'm grateful for all the podcasters that come from all over the world to learn and share and network with each other. And I can tell you, I found a family at PodFest. So I have PodFest fam. And then I was also blessed with the opportunity to meet some amazing women. And we have formed a group. It's called Pod Sisters and Friends, because we do allow for some friends to come in who may not be women. But what we do with this smaller group is encourage each other, is motivate each other, is show up for each other. If we have questions about what we're doing with podcasting as we move through our different seasons, we have this small group of people that come together and we encourage each other. We motivate each other. And you know, I'm all about that. I do not want to have to go through life thinking I have to solve all my problems by myself. I love knowing there are a group of people that understand what I'm experiencing as I learn and grow with this podcast. They understand the fears and the concerns I may have, and they're just good people to be around. When you decide that you want to be intentional about your life and the things you accomplish in your life, you will open up a realm of opportunity that you can't even imagine. And that's what I believe happened with me deciding that I wanted to grow with this podcast. I wanted to learn. I wanted to be around the people that could help me achieve my goal in making this podcast bigger and better. And now you see me coming to you in video. This is directly because of some of the sessions I was in at PodFest, the people I spoke to, the people who encouraged me to not only use my voice, but also to share the visuals. And so here I am doing exactly what I was encouraged to do at PodFest. So I'm telling you, my Pod fam are special to me because these people are dynamic from all walks of life, and they are choosing to share their voice with the world, whatever their niche may be. So I am so encouraged by that. So that was January. So imagine the energy I came back with, encouraged, new friends, new opportunities, new ideas on how I would grow this podcast. So that really set the stage for Q1. That really helped fuel my fire to move forward in the things I needed to do. Right after PodFest, I had to prepare for a personal matter. One of my dear aunts had passed away in New York, and so I had to go up to New York for her memorial. And this is something we all deal with in life, right? We all have challenges and obstacles. People, unfortunately, die daily. And so these are things that we experience in life. How do you still keep focus on your goals, but be there for your family, be there and do so with a loving and kind heart? And so that is what I had to do in February. I decided that I was going to attend because this was very important to me. And I was going to make the best of it. I was going to spend some time with family members and friends that I hadn't seen in a long time. I was going to go back home to New York and just be grateful for the time I had. Be grateful that I could come together with my family members and celebrate my aunt's life. And let me tell you, we did just that. We did just that. We celebrated her. It was so good to be in the presence of so much family members and friends and the love that we all shared for our aunt. It was awesome. Spending time in the city, enjoying the new places I would see, some of the old stomping grounds with my very good friends. It just reminded me to appreciate life, to take the time to slow down. I know now that we are kind of past the pandemic, things are picking up very quickly. And I hear quite a few people complaining about the pace of life. And I would encourage you, as I encourage myself, to take the time to slow yourself down, to take the time to delegate some things, to take the time to make sure you can still be present and enjoy the opportunities you have. You get to decide how you show up in this world. We talk about this often on the podcast here. So I want you to remember, as you go through and you do the different things you need to do, make sure you are honoring yourself, honoring your time, and using it wisely. By me being able to take the time to go up to New York and to see my family and to spend time with my family, this is a memorable occasion for me, even with the thought of going home to say goodbye to a loved one that has transitioned. I can feel encouraged and hopeful for the future, a future that will allow for me to spend time with people I love, grateful for the time I have, and just know that time is so important, so I must be mindful on how I use it. And then this last month of Q1, I am so motivated and inspired by amazing women. And this month, the month of March, is Women's History Month. And so you have International Women's Day. And I was able to go to an event that was held by one of our friends, Passport Moms. They put together the International Women's event that they had earlier this month in March, and it was dynamic. All the amazing speakers, these women are all goal-getters. They are charting course by being involved in community activities, serving in political offices, community activists. All these people are coming together to literally make our world better by serving. And how could you not be inspired by that? How could you not be encouraged by that? So I'm so grateful I had the opportunity to be filled up by being in the room with these dynamic women at the Passport Mom Brunch. Then on March 19th, we had our first event of 2023. That was our Women Winning Together. You see this Women Winning Together behind me here? This is one of the posters for the event. Let me tell you, this event is the first of many that we are having each quarter with 90 Day Wins. It's important that we have a time to get together and to talk about our needs and what we can offer each other. So the premise of these events, one of the main things each participant has to come with, it's called an ask and a give. Simply, you come with, what do you need help with? So many times we are afraid to ask for help. If you're an entrepreneur, and a woman, sometimes you're afraid to ask for help for whatever reason. And so we want to take that fear out of you asking for help. If I believe, and if you believe, that we can win together as goal getters, we can be intentional about the goals we set. We can be intentional about making sure we get what we need to be successful in our goals. With this event, we had 15 ladies come and be a part. We had our 90 Day Wins MVP, Tamara Gammon. She was our speaker for that day, and she poured into the ladies that attended in a way that you just had to be there to experience. There were opportunities for the attendees to share their ask and give, take time to talk about what they do and how they could be of service to another woman there. This event was dynamic. You will see some of the pictures and some of the speeches that were given when these women so courageously shared their ask and their give. And I can just tell you that my heart is just so filled with joy because it takes a lot to plan an event. And I am blessed to have some amazing people who believe in me, who encourage me, who inspire me, and who raise their hand and say, I can help you. And because of the help that these ladies have provided, we had a successful event. It was held in Buckhead. We were on the 15th floor of a beautiful lounge. We had amazing food. We had an awesome DJ. And it was just a time of women celebrating each other, women winning together. I don't want to ever feel as if I'm alone in this. You don't have to feel like you're alone with this. Get with the people that will encourage you and who will inspire you and who will pour into you. This year is about taking action and achieving those goals. No more are the days of you waiting for something to occur. Now is the time for you to make it happen. So are you up for the challenge, goal getter? Are you ready to use the momentum that you've gained from this first quarter to move you forward? Maybe you would say, you know, Coach Sandy B, this first quarter was tough. I had all these plans at the beginning of the year, but life was lifing and I didn't achieve anything I wanted to achieve. And you know what I would tell you? That's perfectly all right. You got three more quarters of this year. How will you show up? It's not how you start, but it's how you finish. So I would tell you, take some time, think of one thing you can do, one thing you can achieve within the next 12 weeks. What is that? Is that cutting out sugar? Is that drinking more water? Is that studying for a course? Is that preparing to take the SATs? Whatever it is, maybe you're preparing to take the GMAT, LSAT, whatever it is, maybe you're preparing for a trip and you want to tighten up. Whatever your goal is, start today. Start small. Break it down into manageable, small sub-goals. I talk about this often. Check out our blog where I share specific tips and tricks you can use to make those goals not seem so big and far-reaching, but close and within reach for you to achieve. I can tell you, one of our ladies who attended the Women Winning Together brunch shared that she wanted the opportunity to have more speaking engagements. And to my surprise, not much longer after our event, I got a DM on IG telling me that she received a win. Not only did she receive a win, she will now be speaking at an elementary school. It's something about telling other people who care about you achieving your wins, sharing your goals with them. I know you can't share your goals with everyone. Everyone won't understand your passion. Everyone won't be excited about your vision. That's why it's important to have your business besties, I like to call them, your trusted advisors, those people that can walk the journey with you, those people that are motivated to see you achieve your wins. Those are the people you want to have supporting you and encouraging you to step out on faith, take that one step, and then take another. And before you know it, you're taking multiple steps towards your goals. So are you ready, goal getter? Are you ready to take that step to move forward, to achieve your goals? Each day, we can choose to encourage each other. Each day, we can get up with an excitement of the goals we get to achieve in that day. I believe daily, there is one thing we can do to move ourselves closer to our goals. We are at the beginning of Q2. We know obstacles and challenges will come. That's just a part of the journey. But I'm here to tell you that you can move past, you can move around, you can move above whatever obstacle is on your road that will stop you from moving closer to your goal. Do you believe? Think about people before you. Think about things they've been through. Our speaker, Tamara Gamron, talked about some of her journey. You've heard it here before on our podcast. If you haven't, go listen to those first episodes when I talk with her about her struggles and how she continues to believe in herself and move past from a fire to a car accident last year. She's still motivated. And you know what? Her paintings are breathing life into people, are giving people hope. She laughs and tells us that she sells wet paintings because people see her art and they want it, even though it's still wet when she paints live at West Elm. I'm here to tell you today, whatever it is you are truly desiring to achieve, I invite you to take the step. Set up some time with me. Let's talk about your goals. I can offer you a 1-hour session where we talk about where you are and where you desire to be. And then if you so choose, you can sign up for accountability coaching with me so we can start this journey of you achieving your wins this quarter, Q2. Don't delay, goal getter. The time is now. Season 6, 90 Day Win Podcast. We are here and we're ready to help you achieve your goals every 90 days. It's up to you, goal getter. Will you show up? Will you commit to yourself and your goals and get moving? Take action, whether it's traveling, whether it's writing, whether it's doing whatever it is you need to do to achieve those goals you truly want for yourself. Now is the time. And I'm here to encourage you and to tell you, you can achieve your wins. 90 Day Wins, Season 6. This is Sandy B. Let's get our wins, goal getter.
Do you like to win? I like to win. This is Sandy B, and I'm the host of the 90 Day Win Podcast. And I encourage you to get your wins with us on the 90 Day Win Podcast, where we talk with goal getters, people who are determined to achieve their goals no matter the obstacles faced. So if you are ready to get your wins, check us out. 90daywins.com is the website. You can find the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Come on with us on this journey of wins. 90 Day Win Podcast. This is Sandy B. Let's get it.